Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meep, meep. So Robert Mueller is, I'm sorry, the also distinguished upstanding American, former special prosecutor, former special investigator, Robert F. Mueller, the 14th Esquire, is going to testify before Congress tomorrow. Meantime, the guy that was one of his pit bull investigators during the Russia collusion investigation, which found no collusion, by the way, which found no obstruction of justice, turns out he was busy offering a Ukrainian oligarch a sweet deal to provide dirt on President Trump. I wonder if Mueller will be asked about this tomorrow. Oh, that's right. I forgot. He's got a letter from the DOJ that says he can only testify to what is actually in the report, which then leads to a whole other series of questions like, what's the point of having him testify in front of a couple of committees tomorrow if he can only reiterate what they can already read for themselves in the report? Oh, wait a second. I don't know what I was thinking. Otherwise, see, Nattering, Nabob Nadler, and Adam Schiffless don't get all their FaceTime on BSNBC and CNN, and they don't get to get some video they can use in some campaign ads in 2020. Welcome in. Here we go. 5 o'clock Follies is getting underway with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. So that's what it boils down to. Mueller asked the Department of Justice, hey, would you guys send me a letter and say that I can only testify to what's in my report? Now, naturally, this has ticked off Nadler and Schiff and all the rest. They had accused the administration of instructing the Attorney General Bill Barr to send Mueller this letter. And then we learn today it was Mueller himself who requested this CYA letter. And if you're not sure what those initials stand for, that acronym, you can ask a friend. I'm sure they'll be happy to tell you. So that he is limited to only testifying to what's in the report. Meantime, from the Daily Caller, investigative reporter Chuck Ross with this piece today. Andrew Wiseman, why this guy still has a law license is stupefying to me, because if this is a guy who has a well-documented long history of prosecutorial misconduct. This is the guy whose idea it was to send the jackbooted thugs in the pre-dawn hours of the morning into the homes of a couple of people that Mueller was investigating, terrifying the dogs and scaring the kids and the wives and everybody else, breaking down the door to get in to capture these hardened criminals. That's Andy Wiseman. That's who this guy is. Andrew Wiseman, who served as one of Robert Mueller's top deputies on the Russia probe, offered a Ukrainian oligarch a sweetheart deal in 2017 in exchange for information on President Trump, according to a new report. Will these people go to any lengths to be able to try and remove a legally elected president from office? Yeah, that was a rhetorical question. In July 2017, Wiseman, who has been labeled Mueller's pit bull because of his aggressive prosecutorial style, I would call it prosecutorial misconduct, met with attorneys representing Dmitry Firtash. Dmitry, it turns out, is an energy magnate who was indicted on bribery charges in 2014. The story cites sources familiar with Wiseman's offer and defense memos written in meetings with the prosecutor. One of the defense memos said that Wiseman claimed he could resolve the Firtash case by withdrawing the charges against the oligarch, who has since been ordered extradited to the U.S. from Austria. The complete dropping of the proceedings was doubtless on the table, a Firtash defense memo reportedly says. Wiseman, who served as chief of the DOJ's criminal fraud section before joining the special counsel's team, claimed that prosecutors were looking for information on Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and were also exploring links between Trump's real estate firm and Felix Satter, a real estate developer who worked with former Trump attorney Michael Cohen on a failed effort to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. See, they were at this point chasing down that rabbit hole. Satter, who was interviewed multiple times by the special counsel's office, is a longtime FBI informant who's helped the Bureau on terrorism cases and in investigations involving Russian organized crime figures. Wiseman also offered a theory on Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman who once did business with Firtash. The prosecutor said he believes that Manafort and his people substantially coordinated their activities with Russians in order to win their work in Ukraine, the defense memo said. How come Wiseman had no interest in investigating, say, Joe Biden's son and the sweetheart deals he got with China and with Ukraine? Billion-dollar deals. Any interest in taking a look at that? Yeah, I thought not. Firtash, Wiseman's offer because he was not certain that Wiseman could deliver what he promised, according to TheHill.com. In other words, he didn't trust the guy. And he was right to not trust Wiseman. A lawyer for Firtash did not reply to the Daily Caller's News Foundation's request for comment about the report. Wiseman, the lead prosecutor in the special counsel's case against Manafort, Wiseman was the one that had him kicked down the door in the pre-dawn hours of the morning, who was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison for financial crimes related to his consulting work in Ukraine. Yeah, and totally unrelated to the Trump campaign or to Russian collusion. Wiseman worked on the Manafort investigation even before joining the special counsel's team. Oh, so he had a softball out there hanging over the middle of the plate that he could hit out of the park during the Mueller investigation. Republicans have been highly critical of Wiseman's position on the special counsel's team, largely because of his political support for Democrats. Wiseman reportedly attended Hillary Clinton's ill-fated presidential victory party on election night in November 2016. He also donated $6,600 to the Clinton and Obama campaigns, as well as to the Democrat National Committee. It's unclear what information Wiseman thought Firtash could offer the government about Trump, Manafort, or the campaign. Well, it was a fishing expedition. And so he dangled, hey, you know, we'll drop all the charges. We'll make all this go away, pal. It'll be like it never happened. Mueller, the special counsel, ultimately unable to establish that the president or the campaign conspired with Russia to influence a 2016 election, Firtash is not mentioned in the lightly redacted version of Mueller's report on the investigation. Yeah, no wonder. Because they didn't want anybody to know that Wiseman was offering this guy a deal. If, like Mr. Steele, he had made up something that could go in the dossier against Donald Trump. We go to the phones when I come right back, and I catch up with the text line as well. And still ahead in this hour, the Tuesday edition of Boneheads in the News. It's all coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Blinded by science.
Well, this is just fan-freaking-tastic.
You bet. 522 here, the Bobby Mac Show. Moneypenny said, caller wanted me to explain what an oligarch is. The dictionary defines an oligarch as an individual having control of an organization or institution or country. They're a big deal, okay? They're a big deal, and many of them are the head of corrupt organizations, okay? In on the text line, good to have you back here. Appreciate the lift here in the bonus hour, in the 5 o'clock follies. Pushing the clock ahead. We're not in a hurry. Bob, regarding Attorney General Bill Barr's letter, is he deep state or just waiting for the right time to bring down the House of Cards? I don't think he is deep state, even though he and Mueller go way back. He has said some things, including an open testimony on the Hill, that lead me to believe that the deep staters should be concerned that this guy is in place. Hi, Bobby. The Democrat leadership is buying dinner, drinks, and entertainment for their guests this evening. Yeah, sure of that. About the story about the woman that in the Georgia legislature got into the fight with a guy at the Publix because she had 20 items in the 10 items or less line. Two empty lanes, and this guy wants to pick a fight over one that's busy? Democrats will fight over anything, won't they? Pretty much. It's the opposite of my own attitude is, you know, enough trouble finds me on its own. I don't need to seek any out. All right? Plenty of it comes my way. Hey, Bobby, this is completely off the subject, but did you see where Trump has been tweeting AOC plus three? You know, he likes to poke the bear. Are the aliens that are being, I'm sorry, any day now, this is going to make Omar and the others so mad that Trump is giving AOC the credit for being the head of their squad. Yeah. John Decker at Fox News had a bit more on this as well.
The president keeping up the Twitter feud with Congresswomen Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, writing, "In 2016, I almost won Minnesota. In 2020, because of America-hating anti-Semite Representative Omar and the fact that Minnesota is having its best economic year ever, I will win the state." He continued, "We are going to be a nightmare to the president," she says. "No, AOC plus three are a nightmare for America." Both congresswomen have alleged that President Trump is steering the country toward fascism.
Oh.
At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Well, if anybody should recognize fascism when they see it, it is those on the left. The ones that want to tell you how you should think, what you should eat, how much water you can have in your toilet, what temperature your thermostat should be set in your home, and they say that freedom-loving conservatives are fascists? Okay. Yeah, right. Bobby, the Storm Area 51 event is really a trap by the United States Air Force. It seems that budget cuts have reduced the funding that they can receive for the aliens being kept in Area 51, so they're looking for volunteers to come help out with the meals. If you know what I mean. Is that a reference to the old Twilight Zone episode? You know, the aliens arrive and they bring the book To Serve Man is the title of the book. And everybody says, "Oh, wow, they're here to help us." And then at the end, the guy comes in to the United Nations yelling and screaming, "It's a cookbook!" That was an unpleasant surprise. Bobby, if they storm Area 51 and do find aliens, are AOC plus three going to offer them free health care and free college? Probably. Bobby, this whole incident with the woman in Georgia, the legislator in Georgia, seems more like a case of black privilege to me. That congresswoman couldn't believe she was being confronted. How dare a white man call her out for her selfish behavior? Bobby, call it liberal logic. In defense of the Democrat Party, the guy Sparks, the guy that confronted her, should have just kept quiet. But then again, I'm glad he didn't. Bob, the biggest problem I hear in that situation is him saying he's a Democrat and will vote Democrat for the rest of his life. Mindless robot. Bob, I knew he was a Democrat because a conservative would not have used that B word on that woman. Bobby, if there were two empty lanes, why couldn't he go to one of them instead of causing a scene that exploded into ridiculousness? Well, I think you misunderstood. He did go to one of the other lanes. She did not. And that's what got on his last nerve. Bob's suggestion for that guy, get some CBD oil and chill. Hey, Bobby, have you heard this one? Two idiots walk into a Publix. It's good. Yeah, just had to make a racist incident out of it. There you go. Bobby, when conservative Kitty was on earlier, did she refer to Nancy as Nancy Piglosi? Yes, she did. I got to find that speech that she delivered to the NAACP. When I was doing my show prep this morning at the house, I listened to part of it, and it's absolutely classic. She is just rumbling, bumbling, stumbling all over the place. But I've got to go back and review a few of the sites that I use and find which one it was on, because you got to hear it. It's great. 529 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Lou is along. He's in Campobello. We will bring him in on the other side of the news. Annie is next in the news center. And we also have today's edition of Boneheads in the news. All of that is still ahead here. And it's only Tuesday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 5:36 now, 24 before 6, bumper to bumper. Here in the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted and most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show. By the way, coming along in the bonus hour today, everybody, I think, has their list of their favorite movies. And a bunch of them have been big box office hits over the years. But they have gone back now and done some computations to figure out which movies were the most successful at the box office adjusted for inflation and the time that's passed. And the list is kind of interesting, so we'll have that in the bonus hour. Right now, as promised, let's go to Campobello and bring in Lou. Howdy, Lou. How is your Tuesday?
It's going really well, Bobby, but it looks like it's going to storm like crazy here in Campobello.
It rained here earlier, but briefly, maybe only about 10 or 15 minutes, but when it came down, it was a frog strangler.
Yeah, a frog. you know, Bobby, I called you about Mueller, and I don't understand something. I thought a prosecutor or an investigator, after closing a case and not charging criminal torts, isn't allowed to bring up non-charged offenses because it's really double jeopardy, meaning I couldn't find anything wrong, but maybe you can.
Yeah.
I couldn't find enough to charge him, but hey, you know, if you look more, and also, I think you're going to hear the world's biggest cop out when he says, well, there was some legality about charging a sitting president, so we didn't even try with the obstruction.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you didn't commit murder, how can you obstruct the investigation of the murder? You didn't do the original crime. Why are you obstructing? Only Trump knows if he did it. And apparently he's saying that you know, they didn't find anything. How can I have obstructed?
Yeah, those.
If he did fire Mueller, that's well within his right. He could have done that.
Of course, because
the investigation wouldn't stop.
Well, Mueller was operating under the Department of Justice, which means, of course, that Donald Trump was his boss. As he is the boss of everybody in the DOJ and everybody else in the executive branch, for that matter.
Well, people think, well, if he fired Mueller, the investigation stops. No, that's not true. If he would have fired Mueller, they would have appointed someone to take over for Mueller.
Yeah.
The investigation itself doesn't stop. But I think it's amazing, and I think a lot of people missed what you said, but Mueller himself has told people he sent the letter to the DOJ asking them to clarify that he can't talk about anything that's not in his report. So what benefit are they going to say unless it's, well, we couldn't indict a sitting president, so, you know, you may want to look into that. That's really uncharged crimes.
Yeah, this is wrong. Your points are well taken, Lou. This is wrong on so many fronts. In the first place, it is placing President Trump in the position of being guilty until proven innocent, which is impossible to do because how do you disprove a negative? And the business with the letter, I think, is Mueller's way of providing himself CYA cover. You know, anything that he's asked, and the Democrats are going to ask him just to get it on the record. You know, don't you personally believe that Donald Trump obstructed justice, blah, blah, blah. And of course, you know, his response is going to be, well, you know, I'm restricted from talking about anything that is not in the report, blah, blah. So look. The whole thing tomorrow is just going to be kabuki theater minus the white face makeup. It's all just a dog and pony show. But Mueller and Schiff and Nattering Nabob Nadler, all they want to do is try and smear President Trump in a 2-hour or 4-hour or 6-hour, however many hours it turns out to be, telethon. To try and appeal to their base and fire them up and energize them to remove a legally elected president, the bad orange man, because he has to go. And we understand why. You know, for 2 years, all of these brilliant so-called legal analysts at CNN and BSNBC and all the rest assured all of their sycophants, don't worry. You know, when the Mueller investigation comes out, bad orange man is going to be frog marched out of the White House and we'll take him directly to Alcatraz and you'll never hear from him again. And it didn't happen.
Well,
and right. they've gone totally berserk.
I'm hoping that the Republicans just continually recite the same line. Then why didn't you charge him? Then why didn't you charge him?
Right.
Well, I think then why wasn't he charged? Why didn't you charge? Why did you waste $30 million? Have as many people testify as you did, all for naught.
Well, but not for naught. I mean, for you and me And I think a majority of Americans at the end of the day, it's for naught. But for the Democrats, they got 2 years worth of impeding President Trump's agenda. And they got their base fired up about what a terrible human being, what a racist, Islamophobe and all the rest, homophobe and everything else they can call him. What a terrible human being Donald Trump is.
But one thing, Bobby, they didn't do. They didn't seem to accomplish anything else, and they didn't get the impeachment.
Correct. And President Trump proved bulletproof to everybody except the wacko leftist base that they're trying to appeal to. And at the same time, they thought they were energizing their base. They're energizing the opposition.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Thank you, Bobby.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lou. I appreciate the call. Here is the individual who is third in line to the presidency, ladies and gentlemen, speaking at the 110th anniversary convention of the NAACP. Here's the introduction.
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, boy.
Wonder to be here. Thank you, Yvonne. Imagine the honor to get the NAACP sent at the
Grabian, the multimedia marketplace.
Anniversary. And now it is a great pleasure to be with you here in New York and Detroit.
Here and where? Great to be here at the NAACP in New York. Detroit.
For the NAACP's 110th anniversary.
The NAACP's 110th? She's gone. She's lost it.
Grabian, the multimedia marketplace.
Wait a minute. Are we going to have that Grabian stuff through the whole thing? Let me go back and I'll find another. Yeah, here we go. Oh, no, this one's 26 minutes long. All right, I gotta find a shorter one. I didn't realize that particular website was going to put their own stuff all through it. But you get the idea. You know, there she is going, oh, great to be here at the NAACP 110th convention in New York, Detroit. You wonder, you know, if she's been dipping into the cooking sherry a little early in the day, you know, or is it, you know, just that she forgot to take her focus factor? I don't know. But whatever. We'll see if we can find the unexpurgated version of that, because it's classic. She's losing it. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Then we'll get to the Tuesday edition of Boneheads in the News. It's on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeehaw. Welcome back. 549. Overnight low in the low 60s. Boy, that is going to feel great in the morning. Ooh, break out the sweaters. Here we go. Time for the Tuesday edition of... There you go, singers. You're on.
Boneheads in the News.
Ah, yes. Here we go with the Tuesday edition of Boneheads. Let's see. Where are we beginning today? Oh, yeah. I mentioned earlier the guy who started Storm Area 51. Now he's worried people might actually try to do it and get hurt. So he wants them to have something to do when they show up. And this is This is his latest suggestion.
It started out as just from a pure stroke of imagination. It's just meant to be funny. I want to do something cool out there now that we have a bunch of people, but I don't want anybody to get hurt. I want to make it like a festival of sorts. I want to have a bunch of different music artists, everybody from the EDM world, and then maybe some indie rock, maybe some smaller guys that are up and coming. I've had a lot of people DM the page, say they want to, their bands want to play there, which would be super cool.
Yeah. Until, of course, the armed guards who are permitted to use deadly force decide to show up to your music festival. This is Woodstock. It ain't exactly. All right. So good luck, pal. Let us know how that works out. I guess we've reached the point where you can buy things on the internet I never would have imagined. How about a flamethrower for your drone? What? Yeah. A company called ThrowFlame is selling a new flamethrower attachment for drones. What could possibly go wrong with this idea, huh? It works with drones that can carry at least 5 pounds and cost, it ain't cheap, $1,500. Here is the ad for the flamethrower for your drone.
Instantly deliver precision streams of fire with the TF-19's high-power plasma ignition system.
Uh-huh.
A game changer for clearing vital infrastructure, igniting remote vegetation, and eliminating pests.
Taking out antifog.
The WASP attachment is a versatile fit for any system and capable of any mission, no matter how tough.
So, you know, there you go. They say, you know, you can clear out a wasp's nest with it. Yeah. I certainly can't imagine the flamethrower on your drone being misused in any way. Meantime, let's go offshore at Cape Cod Bay. Fathers and sons on a fishing outing together. One of the kids was reeling in a catch when all of a sudden a great white shark leaped out of the water and said, "I'll take that."
I got a video.
Should I cut it? We're going to need a bigger boat. It was Roy Scheider's advice. Well, this is 21st century America. In St. Louis, they recently held the 12th annual World Naked Bike Ride. I'm sorry, that should be World Naked Bike Ride. An angry guy didn't like what was going on, so he started shooting the bicyclists. Did I mention they were naked? He started shooting them with paintballs. Here's a witness to the entire shootout.
Someone was shooting one of the riders with a paintball gun, and that the man appeared to be angry. I've never seen anyone actually being angry at a rider. There were lots of people having barbecues and parties. It seemed like it was one big party. So maybe he didn't like the nudity. It's a lot about body positivity and treating others with kindness and love and respect. It didn't mar the events at all. Everyone is safe. Hopefully it will never happen again.
Well, treat others with kindness and love. What about the little kids along the side of the street? Watch it. Ay, ay, ay. Meantime, a man in a green-haired clown mask led police in a car chase that ended up on Venice Beach there in L.A. At one point, the guy climbed out the sunroof of the car, then got out of the car, helped some people burying their buddy in the sand. He was still alive. Then finally got caught by the highway patrol. Here's a helicopter report of the incident. As it transpired, you know, they love these things in California.
Highway Patrol saying that person got on the roof of the car with that chainsaw and continued to act abnormal. Here goes the sunroof, and here goes the guy out the window. He's standing. Now he's sitting. Look at him go back in. It's unbelievable that he's doing that. Now he puts his feet up, comes out of the sunroof, turns around, gestures to the California Highway Patrol officers, and then sits down like he's enjoying the ride. He's hanging a U-turn. No, he's going to get out. This might be it. And now he's going to run. A lot of people here on the boardwalk don't know what's going on. People turning around. We don't know if this guy is armed as the guy continues to go towards the beach. He's going to help bury this guy in the sand. Unbelievable. Here comes the CHP guy. Here he goes. California Highway Patrol with the taser going down on the ground. You can see the crowd starting to gather. All these people had no idea what was going on.
That was crazy. I couldn't believe that. At first we thought it was somebody was drowning. Yeah, it was scary.
Did I mishear that, or did he mention climbing out of the sunroof with a chainsaw? Maybe, I don't know, maybe I misunderstood. Meantime, some cops in England turned a corner, saw a perp running away from them. That wasn't unusual in itself. That happens all the time. But this particular guy was running away from the cops, dressed in a T-Rex costume, which they found, well, amusing.
Good lady.
You wonder how they became extinct, don't you?
He's tired now.
I could have sworn he was dressed as a T-Rex. Wow. And sadly, who knows what some people are up to. 73-year-old woman wearing a cat shirt tried to poison her neighbor's dog with some chicken that had been dipped in antifreeze. She didn't get away with it.
What was unique about this case was that in addition to statements from the pet owner and other neighbors, we actually were provided with video footage. The pet owner actually had surveillance cameras that were up and running and working, so we were able to gather that evidence.
Oh, good. I'm still trying to erase the mental picture of the guy climbing out the sunroof with a chainsaw. Yeah. Now, there you go. There is today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Stand by, because the bonus hour is still ahead here on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.